We have had some really exciting weeks, a couple of workshops. We've had a ton of text messages and questions. It's just really been pretty phenomenal. So, you know, if you guys have not already checked out the workshop or watch them, you guys can get those right now at YouTube. Just find our channel, Mortgage Mom Radio.
You've been working feverishly.
I have been working around the clock. It's definitely a great way to get started. It's taking that first step towards homeownership, and it's learning a lot of really valuable information. So definitely something that people should do, especially if they've been thinking about buying a home. I have a lot of people that listen to me that have been listening for a couple of years. I get the phone calls all the time that say, you know, gosh, I listen all the time and I should have called you before and I didn't, but now I'm going to do it. I'm calling you. I need your help. And, you know, if they would have called me 2 years ago, they could have already been in a home and they could have already been a homeowner and, you know, not necessarily just barely dipping the toe into, you know, the real estate world. So that workshop is really going to get people going. And I'm really excited about the future episodes that we have and, you know, what we're going to talk about in those. And it's just going to be an ongoing event to help everybody become really, you know, an expert at home buying.
Yeah. And the first step is to text the word mom to 474747. That's literally step one.
Yeah, it's the easiest way. When you get the text message back, it says, how can we help you? And people can ask us a question. There's also a link there to YouTube so that they can go back and watch those previous workshops. And then there's also our phone app. And, you know, the phone app is something that is, you know, it's really, really valuable. It's something that
When did you start that phone app? When did that come about?
You know, I've had it about 2 years now, and I continue to upgrade it and make it better and add different tools. But, you know, right from that phone app, you can listen to the podcast, which, you know, we've got a little bit of, you know, we've got some bonus things on the podcast that you don't.
Oh my gosh, the phone's ringing.
Hi, good morning. This is Renee from Southgate. I have a question for you guys.
Please go. Shoot.
I have been through a couple of jobs the last 2 years, so switched jobs probably about four times, and I'm looking at buying within the next 3 months. Would that have any impact on getting a group or loan?
No, as long as we can actually track your employment history, then we're fine. So have you stayed in the same line of work, and it's just that you've just switched employers, or have you completely started over every time with something brand new from scratch?
The previous year, I was in the same industry. Just recently, I went from being a credit analyst to a teacher. Okay. So that is a big difference. So that means that there are other incentives as well, right?
Yeah, but I'm going to assume if you're a teacher that you had to get some sort of credentials, do some sort of education to take that role.
Correct.
Okay. So as long as you have gone to school and you've, you know, gotten the required education for the job that you're working in today, then we can use that as part of your employment history. Plus, you've got the other jobs that you were working while getting those credentials. So you will have absolutely no problem whatsoever obtaining a loan, even though you've just been on the job for 3 months.
Okay, awesome. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Please feel free to call us anytime.
The phone happens all the time. When did you get that phone app?
I started about 2 years ago, and it's something that obviously I've evolved and I've added more tools. And but it's something that is so great. Not only can you, you know, contact me through the phone app, which is pretty easy, but a lot of people want to use their phone. They're kind of a phony like I am, and that's a phony, i.e. not a Y.
You're not a phony.
I'm not a phony.
Okay.
No. But, you know, I don't like to turn my computer on when I get home. I'm on my computer all day long. That's what I do for a living. It's just constant. So when I get home, I really want to shut down and I don't want to turn a computer back on. I don't want the laptop sitting on my lap. I want to use my cell phone or I want to use my iPad. And, you know, the phone app is something that you can do everything that you need without having to turn that computer back on. So you can apply for your loan right through the phone app. You can take pictures with your phone of your W-2s and upload them directly to your application. You can listen to the podcast, subscribe to the podcast. You can run payments. You know, I've got the calculator on there and it's not just one.
The official Mortgage Mom Radio calculator.
It's the official calculator, yeah. You know, but what's cool about it is if you just try to run a straight principal and interest payment, which anybody can do, there's a million calculators online, but it's not calculating what the property taxes are. It's not calculating the insurance that's going to go into that mortgage payment. If you're going to put less than 20% down payment, you know, it's going to ask you for your credit score. And the reason it's asking you for that is that it's actually linking directly to the mortgage insurance companies, and it's coming back with the quote. So when it gives you that monthly payment, you know, that is actually very, very close to what you will see, you know, when you call us and you get everything started. So it gives you the opportunity to play with what can I afford? What is that monthly payment going to look like? You know, if you're going to do an FHA loan or a VA loan, even on the VA calculator, it's going to ask you, is this your first time use? Is it, is this a subsequent use? Are you disabled? And the reason it asks those questions is that with a VA loan, we have additional, it's called a funding fee, and it gets financed into the loan balance. If you are considered 10% or more disabled with the VA, then you are completely waived of that financing fee. So it wants to calculate that loan balance the correct way when giving you the estimate of the monthly payment. If you have used your VA before and you are not, you know, disabled, then there is a higher funding fee than the first time use. So those are really important things. But FHA, you know, you've got mortgage insurance, you have upfront mortgage insurance that gets financed into the loan balance. And so this is actually this, you know, phone app is giving you more detailed and much closer estimated monthly payments so that you can truly plan and, you know, figure out what is that going to cost me to own that home? And, you know, can I afford that? And it gives you a little bit more to do on your own before you can, you know, before you reach out. You know, you're not feeling so pressured to make the phone call to say, what is this going to afford? Maybe you're not quite there yet. So it just gives you that opportunity to really get everything done and do it from sitting on your couch with your phone in your hand.
Yeah, you know, there's some people that can do that in their sleep. They do that really well. They'll get to like level 12 through the app. But then there's some people like me who, I don't know, about 3 minutes into it, I go, I just better call mom. So if there's people like me, what do? They call you?
They just call me. It's really that simple. So it's 844-935-3634. 844-WE-LEND-4-YOU. That is the number 4. So that's the easiest way, you know, obviously, to get a hold of me. And I do answer. When I don't answer, I'm just on another line or I'm not in the office. I'm away from my desk. So it will go to my call service, and make sure you leave your name and telephone number and I will call you back. They text me and I typically get back to you within less than an hour. So
yeah, there's a bunch of new texts coming in. 474747, text the word mom. Later on, we'll read them all back in the show. Did you figure out if you can do it in Tennessee and Texas yet?
Well, no. We're absolutely licensed in many states. We're licensed in Texas. I'm licensed in Texas. I do loans in Texas all the time. We are working on our licensing. JMJ Financial, who I work for, and that is where I do my loans through, they are working on their Tennessee license right now. So they're in about 25 states that we already do lending in. So if anybody's looking for a particular state, all they have to do is send me an email or, you know, call me on the phone and ask, you know, can you help me in this state? If I can't help in that state, then it's really easy. I've got loan officers all over the country that I have created relationships with that I can refer them off to. So, you know, I'll find a really great loan officer from a bank that can help you if it's a state that I don't do lending in.